Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into the second hour of this live Tuesday transmission against tyranny. More news on the Madrid bombing, more news on the upcoming stage discovery of weapons of mass destruction. Also, I want to get your comments on new evidence coming out that it was actually in the millions, over a million, people grabbed by African slave traders and really kicking off the modern slave trade. Isn't that interesting? I'm a white person, then I demand reparations. It's interesting. Up in Fort Wayne, Indiana, they want to publish the names of those that have gun permits in the newspaper, like they're sexual offenders or something. They're very proud of themselves at this disgusting newspaper, the News Sentinel. Also, Bush has been caught with a $70 million fake newscast they've been running in communities all over the country. Total propaganda placement propaganda. And just a bunch of other news I haven't even gotten into yet. But right now, we're taking calls. We also have a guest coming up concerning the Second Amendment 30 minutes into this hour. But right now, let's go back to Bob in California. Bob, get to the... I mean, you were making a point here, but we're short on time. You were talking about Clinton shipping out the tainted blood for 8 years, knowing it had HIV and hepatitis, falsely certifying as wholesome out of the prisons, which was illegal, by the way, not even checking it when they knew what was in it, and the hemophiliacs and others getting it, over 500,000 of them in the U.S., Canada, France, England, and then the doctor who exposed it, who worked in the prison, his business, outside the prison being firebombed, the Hemophiliac Society the same night in Canada being raided, being robbed of their files. But you first said that you heard the Coast to Coast show I did, and that helped you answer some questions. So go ahead and make your comments.
Well, see, the reason why it answers the question is because this information was sent out to over 80 top people throughout the country, from Rush Limbaugh to Matt Drudge and the rest of them, Jerry Falwell, Robertson, Pat Buchanan. I handed it to him personally. And it also went to Bush and Cheney. And everybody's keeping their mouth shut, and nobody is doing anything. But until you told me about what was going on at the place up there, the Bohemian Grove, and all these individuals who are all tied in together, I now know why everybody's keeping their mouth shut and nobody is doing a thing about the mass murder and mass genocide.
Because they're publicly devil worshippers.
And it is amazing the people that are on this list, there's some 62 or 80-some people that I've sent it to, and I just cannot believe... for the love of me. Why? Because what we are witnessing here is the beginning of mass murder and mass genocide by individuals for political gain and money, and then the cover-up of this mass murder and mass genocide by the current administration and other people. Now, this is what went on in Germany.
Well, the tainted blood's on the tip of the iceberg. These global bodies put stuff in vaccines on purpose to sterilize, give people HIV. We have the official government documents on this.
Right.
Can
I send you the information? And
go ahead and send it to me. I mean, I've had the doctor on. I've read the news articles. It's been in the mainstream news.
Right. But see, that's why we started to bomb Serbia, because on the day that we were started bombing Serbia, right before that, on the steps of the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C., the Canadian Hemophiliac Society called a news conference to announce a $1 to $1.5 billion lawsuit.
And then the robberies and firebombings began, yeah.
Right, and at that exact same moment they called their news conference, Bill Clinton came on and announced we started bombing Serbia.
I hear you. I remember that. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Really great points. We'll break and come back and talk to Phil in England. Bunch of callers from Colorado. We got so many great listeners in Colorado with the Colorado Radio Network and also other great folks with their flagship station there, doing a wonderful job with the American Freedom Network. So we'll come back and take a bunch of calls from Colorado. And then as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that means you can get involved on air at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. The stack's big. I haven't even hit the tip of the iceberg. Just started, kind of shaving off the top of it. So we'll be back and jump into all of it. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, or the website. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now 8 minutes and 30 seconds into this second hour. Coming up, Rick Stanley. We'll go to your calls here and more news first. Rick Stanley, by the way, over the last two-plus years, has been running for political office in Colorado. Rick Stanley owned, Stanley Fasteners, Sprockets, kind of like something out of George Jetson. But he made widgets, very successful business, big warehouse, you know, hired a lot of people. No criminal record, family man. And in Colorado, you can wear a gun. It's kind of like Arizona or what Texas used to be until we fell to the empire and became domesticated cowardly serfs here, pathetic jellyfish that think it's conservative to be slaves. But a bunch of cities, 78 of them said, cities and towns, you can't have a gun in your car, can't wear one, can't have it, and started arresting people, running checkpoints in Denver, really throwing the book at, you know, peaceful good old boys in cowboy hats. You know, they'd pull over the guy pulling his quarter horses along, and the cops would take him to jail as the gang members, you know, drive by happily. I mean, that's the description of what would happen. They knew it was good old boys that would have a rifle or a handgun in the car, and we're going to get them and throw you under the jail, boy. So he stood up peaceably with civil disobedience, just like Lexington and Concord when they came for the ball and ammo, for the ball and powder and for the rifles. And he went to Denver and one other town and stood there at rallies with a holstered gun, and of course they arrested him. Because of his case and people in Colorado standing up, the legislature said, that's illegal, you're violating state law, you're violating people's rights, stop it. Well, they got really mad at Stanley, and they're now still prosecuting him on the old law, even though it's been overturned. And he sent a letter to the judge that he read on air last night on Pastor Butch Paul's show and just said, look, you're violating the law, you're engaging in treason, stop violating the law, what you're doing is criminal. They consider that harassment, and now he's facing 30 years in prison for, quote, influencing a public official. And that's in the Patriot Act. They are using the Patriot Act. It says influencing a politician. That was in the law, the state law they tried to pass, the state copy after the governor of Rhode Island a few weeks ago went to the Homeland Security Governors Conference, came back, tried to pass the same law. So a lot of states have passed it. And in fact, they mentioned in that article that I think 10 states have passed similar laws, and one of them is Colorado. And so now they're saying, well, you tried to influence a politician. So he's facing 30 years for that as punishment. It's just amazing. So we will talk to him coming up here in about 20 minutes. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Phil in England. Phil, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Good, good. Just a few things on the SeaWorld incident. I wanted to commend you for refusing take part in that, and I believe you took a similar attitude with the driver's license. They tried to get a thumbprint off you.
Yeah, I was arrested there, and that's in my film America Destroyed by Design, the last 20 minutes of the two-hour video. It's riveting footage as I preach to the police and inside the DMV, and then I'm arrested with a crowd of over 100 people. But over in England, I've read that to get into a lot of bars, they want you to do it, and now they want to take a DNA swab to get in a bar. If you say no, police are there, and they use that as probable cause to question you and then to, in some cases, forcibly drug test you.
Yeah, I believe that's, I'm not too sure. I think that's a trial going on, which they'll probably roll out nationally soon enough. The trouble is, if you're a visitor to the United States now, at the airport, they want you to take a thumb scan and a digital print before you can get into the country, if you're a visitor, a tourist.
And then you're in the database. But let me expand on that. A lot of Americans go, good, get them foreigners. If you're from Mexico or Canada, where the terrorists come in, where all the illegals come in, you automatically get a waiver. But if you're coming out of Western Europe, and there's a waiver for China, too, Austin's going to accept matricula now from 85 countries. L.A. just announced 85 countries. Last week in the L.A. Times, again, the same amount, the same number. It's the same federally mandated covert program. And so all the real illegals, all the real terrorists, they don't have to. But this is part of a U.N. treaty. Now England's going to start it, France, Germany. If you're an American, you're going to have to do it. And a lot of Americans say, good, make them foreigners do this. Well, for 10 years in Texas, no, now 11 years, you thumb scan and face scan to get a driver's license. So, see, we're having to do it, but the illegal Mexicans and Chinese and Russians don't have to. Are you starting to get this picture?
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, it's going to really decimate the tourist industry in some parts of America as they demand this.
The Financial Times of London reported that last Friday, that people are refusing because of, this is actually in the news, and everybody's seen it. If you're an elderly white guy wearing a World War II, you know, Saratoga hat with a breathing apparatus, I've seen this, the foreigner, and they found that 80% of them were foreigners in the Boston airport. Half of those were illegal aliens, but they all kept their jobs. Most of them did. They fired a few and a lawsuit was filed. They will then harass the old veteran or your wife. They will harass her if you're white. It's a type of reverse racism. Go ahead.
Yeah, and also, I believe in Miami, there's also an invasive X-ray machine that you have to go through.
I know of at least, the last number I saw was, 10? Well, quite a few have a ground-penetrating radar system set on low that just looks through your clothes, and it sees every pore on your skin in more detail than your natural binocular color vision, and that's recorded in a database, and a biometric scan of your body's made. Five airports for 3 years have a NASA brain scanner everyone's brain is scanned with a MRI of your brain activity. Also, there's another DARPA node on that system. Again, Boston has it, so do four others, that scans your walk. England, by the way, has hooked that into your 4 million cameras.
Yeah. Oh, it's really, really scary. My question to you is, if you're a foreigner entering the United States, a visitor, a tourist, and you refuse this, they're not going to let you in, are they? I mean, how do you
It has been publicly said 3 years ago, the head officer, Mr. Gonzalez, we interviewed him, Miami Herald reported at the Miami airport, he wasn't 3 years, it was right after 9/11, almost 3 years ago. Right after that happened, he quit over it because he said, look, when somebody gets off a plane from Western Europe, when somebody gets off, he's obviously not a terrorist, we search him, we go through all this. He said when they come in from the Muslim countries, it's called acing, they hold up their IDs and we are not allowed to even check them. Now, that's the Miami newspaper. Go ahead.
That's scary. That really is. So all these people get in anyway, so, you know.
It is designed that if you're third world, look, our government ships, over 200,000 in the last 5 years, the article said, and they're very proud of this, into Minneapolis, St. Paul. They've shipped hundreds of thousands of Somalis in. The feds pay to bring them to work for $3 an hour to take all the taxi jobs. But you try to immigrate here as a Western European, see what happens. I mean, this is a, look, foreigners get 7 to 10 years of tax exemption for a gas station or a motel. No one but foreigners now owns them. Maybe one out of 100 is owned by a citizen.
Well, that's totally unfair competition.
But it's designed that way. That's the point. See, I live in Texas. I have to thumb scan, face scan, and get a driver's license. But an illegal alien doesn't have to.
Well,
are you starting to get how massive this is?
Yeah, it's discrimination.
Well, it's designed as a magnet to bring them in.
Well, a similar pattern happens over here with the all the immigrants. They pass through all these European countries and then end up in England, and they don't. Then they say, well, we don't know who they are. We don't know who's here. I mean, you know, they've totally flooded the country here with immigrants from
and they
Muslim
don't know
country.
About freedom. They don't know about your Magna Carta. They don't know about your culture.
Well, they're totally
They openly hate your culture. I read all the articles. And the majority of the children now in England are not English. Did you know that?
Yes.
So in, what they say, in 30 years, it'll be more foreigners, and then within another... I forget the statistics, but it's a wonderful system.
Well, for some people, maybe, but...
The death of England, the death of America, the death of everything.
The rest of us are trying to get out, you know?
And it's hard for you.
Well, it sure is, but, you know...
We've gone over the statistics. Oh, no, let's be honest, if you're a white guy, you can forget it. South Africans are being murdered, white South Africans in mass, and they won't even let them into this country now.
I've seen the pictures on the website today. They've got pictures on websites, brutal murder of white folks in South Africa.
Ethnic cleansing, mass public slaughter, and then our governments won't let them flee here.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Good to hear from you. Very good questions, very good comments. Brad in Colorado, go ahead. Brad hung up. Tim in Colorado, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
First time I got to... Call you, but I've been listening to you for about 4 months now, and I really enjoy listening, mostly on shortwave, but now I'm on AM. Anyway, I live in the middle of the Hayman fire area. Are you aware of that?
Explain it to us.
The Hayman fire was the big fire in Colorado. It took place 2 years ago this June.
Yeah, it rung a bell. Go ahead.
Okay. After this fire took, well, first of all, they didn't want to put this fire out.
Oh, they don't allow that, yeah.
Exactly, and I kind of think as large as this thing became, I think it's because they wanted to diminish a lot of
height. Sir, Bill Clinton, 4 years ago, ordered the fire set in the 12 states and then wouldn't let them put it out.
Oh, really?
I got John Stossel on video admitting it. I mean, we already knew it, but John Stossel did a report on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, since then, you know, I mean, right after that happened, they had the Army in here with checkpoints, checking everybody that lived up in here. And
yeah, it's true. Well, let's talk about the troops.
What?
Any excuse to get them in your life, stay there. Any excuse. We have secret police, according to the Wall Street Journal, in Austin, secret military police walking around in plain clothes with automatic weapons in their vehicles for no reason. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Stay there.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliffscott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
You know, I have a tendency to run over people because I get so excited. I want to give them background data, interconnect the corruption. Right there in Colorado, you have the new Homeland Security dictatorship muscle-based. General Everhart said that martial law is good, troops watching you is good. He told the LA Times, he told national TV shows this. We have the articles posted. And so, if there's a fire or if there's a manhunt or if... Now, you'll see military now out for no reason, just to condition you. But since the late 80s, they've been in plain clothes, and that's in my film, Road to Tyranny. And it's totally un-American. It's the opposite of what America is. You better worry in Colorado, because you are right there in the middle of it, boys and girls. Let's go back to Tim. So they have this fire, and tell me about the troops on the checkpoints.
Well, the troops in the checkpoints were at the main road, just making sure or checking who was going in and going out. And you'd have to stop and fill out a yellow piece of paper if you lived up in the area.
By the way, the California fires, it was confirmed the military set those, but it was accidental. And fires last year in Arizona was an accidental Marine training mission. Always a key diversion, though.
Well, I believe the woman that they had that supposedly set this kind of probably in the witness protection or something. You know, they probably don't have her in prison, but I think that she was an underdog because.
Well, I don't know about the Colorado situation. If fires obviously start, and you know, need to be fought, and the National Guard's fine, but regular military's bad, and we're for the troops. It's what the system's doing. Go ahead.
Well, they had a place at Cripple Creek, you know, they have the big mining area there, and they have two large bulldozers with 18-foot blades. They wanted to come and draw a fire line with them. And, you know, we can't do this. You know, that's too wide a fire line, but, you know, the fire stretched 50.
You can't hurt a tree, but why, that oak tree's in danger. There's only a billion of them.
Well, the thing is, now after that, after all this happened, they stuck these towers up in the area. They're about 10 or 12 feet tall with antennas sticking down. That reflector and driven elements. So they receive.
Are you? Where are you in Colorado?
I'm right in the West Creek area, right in the heart of it.
Well, I know in Colorado Springs, when they had the NATO meeting, they shut the media down, turned on their control systems. That can take over the broadcast,
uh-huh.
And they made part of the town evacuate. No announcement, just get out of your houses, troops running around, nice little martial law drill.
Right.
Showing off to the foreign ministers, look, we're worse than Russia. Look at how they follow our orders. That is good. In Russia, our people not evacuate when ordered. Yours beg and plead you. They pathetic.
Well, ironically, these towers are tied into the phone lines underground. That's the only source of energy they have there. But I think that they're monitoring the phone calls, and then it's transmitted to a satellite. They listen and record.
Oh, they admit they've got echelon everywhere.
Well, I think that's what's happening, but they didn't want to put this fire out. And
well, I mean, in New Mexico, 8 counties declared their own emergency, threw the feds out. They had feds out there blocking people putting out fires on their own property.
Well, they haven't offered any settlements or any kind of restitution for. Oh, I did hear on the radio or television the other day. They said some judge said they weren't going to do any restitution.
A lot of times they take your property. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Good to have you on board, Dave in Colorado. Another caller. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Alex. I got a couple of questions for you.
Come out.
On the. You were talking about the posting the gun thing today.
In Indiana, they're going to post the names of gun owners in the newspaper, people that have gun permits. It's total harassment.
We just think we're going to do it. We're not going to say why, but we're going to start posting. If you have a concealed carry, we think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I was wondering when.
So the thieves know where to rob you, and so, yeah.
Yeah, why don't they post, like, all the millionaires and the politicians and the executive people and expensive people who own expensive cars and single women, you know, I mean...
Well, that's what they're doing.
It's just totally ridiculous.
It is, but look, the feds and the states have said they want to put gun owners, period, first with the concealed carry people, in a database like we're child molesters. I mean, that's what the gun groups have said.
Yeah,
this is like a database for sex offenders.
Yeah, I hear you.
And we're just going to publish your names in the paper now because you got a gun, and we want everybody. It's harassment. This disgusting newspaper makes me want to vomit.
I hear you. I feel the same way. And I got a couple questions. Are you going to have Colonel Dan DeCamprie back on?
You know, I need to do that. I had him on a few weeks ago, and it made major headlines.
That was such a great show. I couldn't believe it. And also, is there any way that I can get a copy of the Coast to Coast interview that you did?
Coast to Coast AM. Are you online?
Well, no, I'm not. I don't have a computer. I'm kind of a
well, unfortunately,
dinosaur.
Yeah, they got a subscription system where you could do it, but I'm sorry, no, there's not. If you don't have a computer. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers rates too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire.
The truth hurts, but it hurts a lot more to not face it than stumble off a cliff in the darkness.
Burns, burns, burns.
Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. It's the middle of the show, Tuesday. I do this broadcast Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central during the day, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. And again, the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You definitely want to check those out today. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll have Rick Stanley on with us. Then we'll go on and talk to John and Eric and Leon and many, many others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number always to join us here on the show is 800-259-9231. But before I go back to your calls and to our guest, I really want to invite you to join us in the fight against the New World Order, to get off the bench, to get in the game. And the best tool I've found to really break people's conditioning, to really get through to them, because you can point out to somebody, hey, the cameras are going up in our neighborhood, that's Big Brother. They'll go, yeah, it is bad. Let's go watch a baseball game, or, you know, let's go to the bar, or let's go to whatever. They kind of glaze over. It doesn't punch through the malaise, the morass. You know, that glazed expression. But a video, they sit down and watch these riveting, professionally produced shocking, scary videos with the globalists saying it themselves, New World Order, with all the tyranny, with the police state they're setting up, their own documents. When it's all laid out in rapid-fire fashion, we have major awakenings happening, minds becoming unlocked. And that's what it's all about. So we're in a fight for civilization here against the evildoers who control the terrorists and who are turning America into a high-tech police state. So you definitely want to visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get Police State 2000 with the FEMA camps and the foreign troops and the urban warfare training drills and the black helicopters attacking South Texas towns and the police chief in San Antonio throwing him out for attempted bribery of him. He's former Army himself, by the way. I mean, it's just this is bizarre takeover, Russian-style stuff that's happening. And that's about a third of what's in Police State 2000. Then there's Police State 2, the takeover. It gets even more hardcore. Police State 3, total enslavement. 2 hours, 44 minutes long. Matrix of Evil, my newest video. My book, Descent into Tyranny. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, is amazing. We've got Bloodlines, the Illuminati. Circle of Intrigue by other great authors. We've got Eric Huffman's 9/11 video on VHS and DVD. And we got George Humphrey's 9/11, The Great Illusion. And we've got it as a book on tape. Very professionally produced. Great gift. A book on tape's wonderful because get it on tape or CD, three different books he's written, and people can listen to it in just a few days driving to and from work. Everybody will listen to those. People love them. So give your friends and family that. And it also supports us and makes this show possible. I've had to buy more servers, hire more employees. We're really growing, and we're reaching more people, but we need your continued support. So that's a secondary caveat. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping carts, or simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Big discounts when you get three or more of the videos. Big discounts when you get multiple books. Take advantage of that. Do we have Rick Stanley? Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Rick Stanley, for those that don't know who you are, just in a few minutes, tell people who you are, the saga you've been through, and now the escalation of tyranny in Colorado by lawyers in black robes setting up their own little viceroy fiefdoms.
I'd like to call it what it really is. It's called judicial treason. What I have done in the last, say, 2.5 years was escalate my own activism. I ran for the U.S. Senate in 2002 in Colorado. I lost as a Libertarian candidate. During that time, about 2.5 years ago, I got arrested for doing an act of civil disobedience in Denver below the state capitol. In a park in front of about 250 people after I gave a speech about our Second Amendment rights. So I strapped on a gun openly, knew that I had the constitutional right to do so, both by the state constitution and our national constitution, to openly carry a weapon in the state of Colorado anywhere I wished. Denver had an ordinance that said that I couldn't do that. So I was arrested by 18 police officers that day.
Now, that's the same thing, the same magnitude as Rosa Parks saying, I'm tired, my feet hurt, I'm not going to sit at the back of the bus.
Well, I guess I'd have to agree with you. And I believe that we need more people to do this. If we had thousands and hundreds of thousands of people standing up to government with acts of civil disobedience when they know that they're correct, this wouldn't have to happen. The government would get the message, and they would get a benevolent we the people message, and they would stop doing these sort of things.
Well, Rick, before you finish the story, throughout history, governments set themselves up as gods, as rulers, and start telling the people that they're the property of them, and it's always for their best interest, and that's just happening again. The cycle has happened again. It's the norm in the world, but these fools say it can't happen here. Folks, it has happened here.
Well, this is Nazi Germany happening all over again. And people who think that it's not true, just watch some of Alex's videos and you'll understand exactly what's going on. My situation is, again, a real-life situation that the judges are stepping outside the boundaries of the Constitution, doing whatever they want. The city councils, whatnot, all across the country who are making ordinances that are violating our constitutional rights. We have no constitutional rights in the courtroom. And, in fact, I was told during my Denver trial that I did not have any constitutional rights in that courtroom. Now, then, shortly
thereafter... By the way, that was in the newspaper. The judge said no constitutional introductions of evidence, no discussion of constitution. It is null and void in this courtroom.
That's correct. And that's been pretty much exposed the last few years as being common now. Everybody knows it, and judges are actually exposing it themselves. They're saying that this is wrong. But this is the way it is in these courtrooms today, and Americans just have no concept. They think that they have constitutional rights out on the street, but I've got to tell you, folks, if you don't have constitutional rights in the courtroom, you have no constitutional rights at all. So that's what we've been trying to expose.
The only thing holding them back is that all the police aren't criminals, and there's still this memory of freedom. There's still this memory that it's not supposed to be this way, so they still obey some of the forms in a few cases or on the surface, or release some murderer and say, oh, you know, the Constitution let him go just to make it look bad.
Well, and of course, they'll let murderers out, but anybody who's fighting for our constitutional rights, well, they're going to hold on to them for dear life. And of course, I'm one of them. Later on, I was arrested in Thornton for doing the same thing at the Harvest Festival, and they had the same similar written ordinance. There were 78 cities across Colorado that had this these similar type ordinances not allowing the constitutional rights of Colorado citizens to openly carry a weapon. At any rate, I was found guilty there, sentenced to 90 days in jail there. We've got a situation where I was arrested. I sent in a letter to the, excuse me, I sent in a pleading to the judges in Adams County, which were reviewing my case on appeal, and the judge in Thornton, who had found me guilty and sentenced me to 90 days in jail in Adams County. When I sent this in, and by the way, a pleading is the highest form of protected speech that we have in this country. It's called a petition to the government for redress of grievance. It's a First Amendment right. They told me that I was influencing a public official, threatening a judge, and now I have new charges against me, which are influencing a public official, two felony charges, one for each court that I sent it to, and the potential charges, the potential jail time is 12 to 32 years.
Now, Rick Scanlon, let me just stop you for a second. You know, you're a big middle-class guy, owned a big successful business, still do. Hired, employed a lot of people, and you had your business suffer, spent $30,000 in legal bills, done all this to defend the Second Amendment. And for those that are doubting what you're saying, the Oregon bill last year that almost passed, AP Oregonian on the site, the actual bill, and it says, word for word, if one protester blocks traffic, it gives an example, all protesters are given life in prison in a forest labor camp. Now that was the Senator Menas, no pun intended, the head of the committee, tried to pass it. They were about to pass a similar law in Rhode Island, News 10, Providence Journal. They quoted, fly anything with the American flag, you're a terrorist, influence the government, you're a terrorist. This is the new thing they're saying, and in Section 802 of the Patriot Act, there's three definitions of terrorism. One of them's the old-fashioned thing, kidnapping, blowing stuff up. We all agree that's criminal. And then it's any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law, misdemeanors. And then the next one is influencing politicians, the government, or the population. And it just says influencing them. I thought that's what America was about, was influencing. They really want to get you, Rick. They're mad that the state, because of what you and others did, is not letting them be petty dictators anymore.
Well, and that's true. And what's interesting about it is the legislature took notice of what was happening to me and others in the state. Many, many others were getting arrested. And they were having their weapons stolen, and both of my weapons were stolen in both locations. People were having their cars stolen as well. So they're having their personal property taken away from them.
Yeah, anyway, because you're committing a crime now under asset forfeiture seizure. We steal your horse too.
Correct. And it's kind of a situation where the legislature said, wait a minute, we can't have this. The state constitution says that Americans have this right in Colorado to openly carry a weapon. So there were 78 cities in Colorado that were doing this. They passed it in the House, in the Senate. The governor signed it. It's called SB 25, and basically it preempted all of these ordinances all across Colorado.
And I want to commend the leader of the Senate. We've interviewed him. He's a great American. I want to commend the governor. He's not perfect, but he's done some good.
Well, you know, it's interesting that Governor Owens knows all about this entire situation, and he's been written probably 500 letters, thousands of emails, petitions, and he's never even commented on it. He did
well,
mention
by that,
one
I mean,
time.
It's good that, by that, I mean, it's good that at least he's, you're actually reversing gun laws in Colorado, something we don't see anywhere else.
Well, we're actually following the law here. I exercised my constitutional right. A journalist
you,
from the
you,
Vail
you,
Speak
you
Out.
You sat down where you wanted to on the bus.
Right. There was a journalist from the Vail Speak Out who mentioned to the Governor Owens that about the Stanley case and what was he going to do about it. And he basically said, Governor Owens said that he would be there for me once I started following the law.
Well, that's not good because the law's been thrown out.
Yes, it has been overturned because it was unconstitutional. And yet, the governor will be there for me when I start following the law.
You are following the law.
I've been following the law since day one.
Well, that's the incredible thing. And Rick, you know, it's not happening everywhere, but there are these lunatics in a lot of areas. And do you know, I was reading a sociological study. Do you know why some towns in the U.S. with less natural resources got bigger and turned into cities than small towns that had better resources?
Got me.
Well, they've done a study because some towns were known as bad towns. You'd have bad sheriffs, bad mayors who would feed on the public. And the word got out just to not live in that town or not go near there, and they would finally turn into ghost towns, and you'd have some old control freak basically in the sheriff's office with 10 people to boss around. But nowadays, you know, we can't do that. There's no wide-open spaces to run to from these criminals. They're trying to make every town a bad town. But they have a bad town in Lyon County, Kentucky. I told this story last night on Pastor Butch's show when I called him when you were on there. And I've got to get a hold of him. I've been trying to call him from Kelly Rushing. No criminal record, upstanding Christian. Gave a police officer a C-SPAN video of Ron Paul and one of my videos, and they promptly arrested him a day after he did it and said, this is an illegal anti-government video, and they want to put him in jail for a year. They're going ahead with it. And they say it's because you gave him a video.
Well, the obscenity of the American police state is here now. People need to understand that.
Well, that's Soviet Russia.
Something that's down the road.
That's Soviet
right
Russia.
Yeah.
I mean, when you arrest somebody for a C-SPAN video, that's Soviet Russia.
Yeah.
I mean, what's happened to their brains, Rick? You've been in jail. You've been around these people for over 100 days, you said last night. I mean, what's it like when you're around them? What do you say to them when they're taking you to jail?
Well, I talk to them all the way, all the way there, all the way back while I'm there. And, of course, their eyes just glaze over, and they just stand there as if I'm not even there. They just ignore me.
Do you think they would, in order to put a bullet in your head and put you in an oven?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, several of the sheriffs in Adams County Detention Center said that I was a terrorist. They believe that I'm a terrorist because I'm standing up for the Constitution, standing up for our Constitution.
You know, if we had a time machine, they would have been great recruits for the Redcoats. In 1776.
Well, they certainly would have been Tory, and of course, they would have made fine Nazi SS troops as well.
Well, I mean, all the big law enforcement magazines say homeschoolers, Christians, gun owners, and folks, I'm not exaggerating. We have it on video, not just the training manuals. We're all evil demons. pro-life demonstrators were now listed as terrorists. What do you want to say to the police out there? They're trying to put you in jail now for 30 years for no reason.
Well, you know, what I would like to tell the police right now is that they are acting outside the boundaries of the Constitution. They're acting outside of the law. They're making illegal acts against we the people. They are committing treason against America.
We need to ask them, you know, I've asked police, will you confiscate my guns at checkpoints? And in fact, it's in a video. It's in Police 80,000. They go, no, that's a right. I go, but have they ordered you to? Well, yes. You know, they changed the law, I would. Well, that's the big law. You can't change it. There's only 10 of them.
Well, it's just my job. You understand? I have to. I have a family to feed. I have to.
That's exactly what they said at Nuremberg.
Yeah, and you know what? It's exactly what every cop that I have talked to who has defended what's going on has said exactly the same thing. And that's why I say 95% of the police officers in this country today will go along with whatever that they decide to do. So people need to be aware, and they need to beware of what's coming.
Well, it's already here. We'll come back, take calls. Everybody stay with us going into the third hour with Rick Stanley.
Brr, record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Harold Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in. And a waste oil heater from Harold Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Harold Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Harold Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Harold Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow.
Alex Jones here, and announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
King George called anybody that didn't grovel to him and follow his tyranny as a terrorist. And the progeny of King George today teach that the Founding Fathers were terrorists. I have FEMA on video. Anyone that would talk like that is in truth the terrorist. You swear an oath, you fools, to that Constitution and Bill of Rights. Then you call people that follow it in your own FBI training manual that's on the website in the films, Those that defend the U.S. Constitution as terrorists, call anti-terror hotlines immediately. Those that make frequent references to it, call the anti-terror hotline immediately. Oh, you don't believe me? You're tuning in for the first time? Well, check the site out. Get the videos. Go online. Type it in Google. It'll all pop up. Call the phone numbers on the flyers. The FBI will answer and say, yes, it's our manual. We're quite proud of it. It's Twilight Zone. Yes, you're in a Twilight Zone episode. We're about to go to John and Eric and Lou. Or who's that next caller in Colorado? Leon and Casey and others. But real quick, Rick Stanley, I want to hold you over some of the next hour. Real quick, tell folks about your websites. You're also going to be having pro-Second Amendment rallies to stand up against these guys and let them know that everybody's aware of their activities.
The Empty Holster Gathering is, I guess you'd call it gathering steam. You can find out about it at www.usanvil.com. That's usanvil.com. It's been put together by a gentleman by the name of Fred Cummins and quite a few other people. There's Louise and Christine Veith, and there's quite a few other people who have been volunteering on this.
Okay, and there's also your campaign website when you ran for office a few years ago.
All right, www.stanley, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y, 2002.org.
And we'll give more details of that out later. Right now, let's go to the calls.
Okay.
And they'll be all over the map, but it's all interconnected. John in Ohio, go ahead.
Yes, this has to do with a different topic, so if you don't
mind. Well, that's okay. Go ahead.
Yes, I had three things I wanted to mention. My call to George Norrie the day after you were on, after hearing a half hour of your program, and this outrageous exposure of the attempt to plant arms within Iraq, which I think has to be exposed just as much as their plans for creating terrorism, to cancel those plans, and also some of my disagreements with you. But
that's a lot. Cover the George Norrie thing first. You say you called in. Go ahead.
Yeah, I called in, and I mentioned that despite my being on the left, I'd rather listen to you than some of the so-called reliable media, the establishment media. I mentioned the Northwoods Project. That was a scheme, a conspiracy, since they were talking about conspiracies, by the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Undersecretary of Defense to terror bomb American cities.
That's mainstream, yeah.
And murder American citizens.
What did George Norrie say?
It came after I had mentioned that one of the orchestrators of this, by the name of Paul Nitze, the Undersecretary of Defense, had close working relations with these neocons in the present Bush administration.
Yeah, I know that. Was one of the trainers.
Right. And so I mentioned all of this to him in connection with the bashing program on C-SPAN. And I mentioned when they had the expert on this Northwoods Project, they very studiously and carefully avoided any mention of the explosive heart of his book, which they were interviewing him about. Which
I know. So what did George Norrie say?
Well, he when I pointed out the parallel with the 9/11 attack, and pointed out that you were pointing out that connection. He split hairs and said that, well, it wasn't the U.S. government, it was some faction within it, which I didn't disagree with.
Well, I agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, so and as for these weapons here, you know it's another example of the media, because the New York Times has been using stooges like this crook and embezzler Ahmad Chalabi, keeping his identity secret.
Chalabi, you say Chalabi, is a convicted bank robber, $300 million, and a torture master for the Shah, and he's the head henchman now for Lord Bush in Iraq. Got to let you go, John. Stay there, Rick Stanley. We'll be back third hour. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs.
The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.